Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
God wants you to be pure and ready for Him. He tells you this fornication is a bad thing. Your bed is defiled. Sexual sin between unmarried people. That's terrible. I don't know. I hope you see it the way God sees it. Don't, and like Jawan said, don't follow the crowd because they say it's good. I remember I was in school. I tell you, I hate to say it, but it was true. I was hanging around the people, and they was talking about they had sex and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, me too. And I did not. I like, but I wanted to be a part of the crowd. They did that. I'm like, yeah, I did too. And they, I was just talking a good game, but couldn't produce anything. But I wanted to follow the crowd. And that kind of showed me where I was in my Christian walk. I wasn't at the level where God wanted me to be. But praise be to God, I tell you. And then it talks about uncleanliness. That's basically impurity. Just to do anything. And what about, it talks about idolatry. This is worshiping idols. Anything you put before God is an idol. It could be a person, it could be a car, person, place, or thing. Anything you put before God is an idol. That's pretty simple there. And get this, witchcraft. Sorcery. Let's talk about sorcery and drugs and all this stuff. You know, my kids talking about Harry Potter. I said, don't you even try to bring Harry Potter in this house. Don't even try it. I mean, because it's witchcraft. It's sorcery. God says, stay away from that stuff. And it talks about wrath. People with tempers, just outbursts of anger, shows no self-control. That's what the Bible calls works of the Spirit. They'll say anything. That's just who I am. Well, you better change who you are. You need to have some self-control. People with wrath, strife, envyings, murders, unlawful killings, and then drunkenness. So basically, we can see the difference here. The works of the flesh is plural. There's many. There's about 17 of them. And then the fruit of the Spirit, there's only 9 of them. So find out. Make sure you know where you stand. Don't deceive yourself. I like what James says here in chapter 1, verse 22. Listen to what James says. I mean, this is so true. James chapter 1, verse 22. Let's see what he says here. He says, but be ye doers of the word, listen to this, and not hearers only, deceiving who? Yourselves. You fooled yourself. That's the worst part. You can fool other people, okay. But when you're fooling yourself, you messed up. You are messed up. So are you a Christian or not? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you bearing these fruits? Goodness gracious. So examine yourself. 4 times, now 5 times, God came before you and He wants you to examine yourself. Make sure you do so. Now the question that we were asked, are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? The first part to being a disciple of Jesus Christ, one, you have to abide in Him. You have to be. He said He is the vine and we are the branches. So we have to, number one, abide in Him. The next thing we need to do, John verse 8, verse 31 says, then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Are you continuing in God's word? What does that mean? In other words, God's word is the one that's going to save us. God's word is going to guide us and direct us into all truth. In the baseline, are we living God's word? When he's talking about continuing in God's word, are we doing it? We can just hear God's word and then we just go on our merry way. But we really don't continue in God's word. So the question is, are you continuing God's word? One, you need to read God's word. I told you that many a times. Are you reading God's word every day? You know, I tell you, I set a goal for myself. If I don't eat, I don't what? Read. You know, guys know that. That's true. My people know it. In my house, that's true. If you don't read God's word, you're not going to eat around here.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.